Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It's about time. After 17 years, the United States seems to be moving to implement the cross-border trucking provision, which is specified in the North American Free Trade Agreement. Now, here is a disgraceful history of our refusal to live up to the trucking agreement with Mexico. The agreement specifies that our trucks can cross the border with goods from the United States and deliver to Mexico City or wherever in Mexico. And by the same token, Mexican trucks are permitted to deliver produce, as an example, across the border into the United States, maybe to Chicago. However, before that cross-border provision was implemented, President Clinton stopped the Mexican trucks at our border at the request of the Teamsters Union. They had to be unloaded and reloaded into our trucks to go on to Chicago. In 2001, a NAFTA panel authorized Mexico to retaliate by imposing tariffs on our exports to Mexico. And in the interest of living up to our NAFTA obligations, in 2007, President Bush comes along and he began a pilot program opening up the trucking. The safety of Mexican trucks was compared to our own safety, and amazing, the Mexican trucks delivered a better safety record than our trucks. It looked like we were on a road to solving the dispute, but along comes President Obama, and at the request of the Teamsters Union, he puts the brakes on the Mexican trucks into the United States. Mexico imposes $2.4 billion in punitive tariffs on U.S. exports to Mexico. And since the tariffs were imposed, our exports of the products targeted have dropped by 81%. Pork on the target list has suffered, and that's especially costly since Mexico is our second largest pork export market. Okay, I said it appears that maybe President Obama has come to realize that if he has any hope of doubling exports in 5 years, he needs to do something. And this week I was at a luncheon with Jose Luis Vega, Mexican Government Minister of Trade, NAFTA office. He spoke to our group, optimistic that a deal is in the works. Hopefully, by sometime this summer or fall, the tariff will be lifted and the trucks rolling. We shall see. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye and